Tantor Audio presents The Magic Engineer by L. E. Modisett, Jr. Narrated by Kirby Hayborn. Part 1. Seeker. Chapter 1. The boy looks at the iron, cherry red in the tongs. The wiry man, small and compact, unlike the traditional smith, holds the tongs higher as he glances toward the boy.
That's hot enough to bind storms and wizards, boy. Strong enough to hold giants, just like Nylon bound the demons of light for Ryba.
Sweat pours from his forehead, despite the breezes channeled through the smithy by the very nature of the building.
Iron. Iron runs through the center of Recluse. That's what makes Recluse a refuge of order.
That story about Nylon isn't true. The demons of light were gone by then, states the child in a clear but low voice.
His narrow, solemn face remains unsmiling.
And there aren't any giants.
So there aren't, agrees the smith. If and there were, though, iron's a stuff to hold 'em.
He returns to his work.
And black iron, that'll hold the worst of the white wizards. Been true since the time of Nylon.
The strongest of the white wizards.
They weren't as strong as the founder.
No, says the smith. But that was back then. They're a breeding new demons in Fairhaven these days. You wait and see.
He lifts the hammer.
Then the Black Brothers'll need black steel, even if I need an order master to help me forge it.
Clung!